Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hello, beloveds. Happy Monday. Hopefully you guys had a really great weekend and enjoyed that sunshine and decided to finally stop being stingy and come make an appearance. Thank God. I'm such a happier human when it is sunny out. It's Mother's Day week, because I feel like we should deserve a Mother's Day month, not just a day or a weekend, but we'll go with Mother's Day week. And I wanted to talk to you guys today about the mom guilt, because damn it, it hit me hard this week. And I always tell people when they ask me, like, Riley, does mom life or mom guilt ever go away? Does it get better? No. It multiplies or morphs or changes or, you know, augments itself into other types of guilt. It's a shapeshifter. I have been a mom for 8 years and some change now. And I don't remember in the beginning of my journey to momdom, so Rileyism for you, really feeling that guilty, because I was a single mom the first time around. And I was just kind of trying to survive. And I think my oldest son, my OG baby boy, is a pretty talented, happy, funny as hell, cute, well-adjusted kid. So now I can say that I did a great job. So, okay, maybe the mom guilt doesn't go away, but like the idea of patting yourself on the back, it does get easier to do that. But Lyric was just an easy child as comparatively to my second baby boy, who is a monster, but I love him. And I say that affectionately, don't at me. My mom used to always call us her little monsters when I was little. I call him a maniac, whatever. Some of you guys like to at me over that one. It's said with love, so shush, Karens and Kyles. But I have a very special little bond with my oldest, Lyric, because like I said, as a single mom, it was like me and him against the world. And then, you know, my husband Marshall came around when he was just barely three, and we got to relax a little bit. But with motherhood, I don't care if you are single, if you have six husbands or five wives or whatever many partners you if you have an entire village in your corner, it doesn't matter. It's still all a crapshoot. It's still very hard. But I have wanted to be very, very present with Lyric, obviously as a mom, period, but in all things, especially since Malin's come around, because he is our crazy pants one, and we've had to pour a lot of energy into him because he's our tantrumer. Lyric has always been very chill, thank God. I like to say if Lyric had been like Malin, there would be no Malin. Probably still would have, but you know, I just would popped a few more gray hairs than I have now. But right now, I'm so enjoying Lyric as a little person. It's crazy because he's not like this tiny little baby boy. A lot of you guys, whenever I post anything about him, especially like, you know, I have this one girl, like friend, Benita, who I used to work with at my old radio station job. And she watched Lyric a lot when he was like 2, 3, I think 4, maybe 4 or 5 was the last time she watched him. Love you, girl. But they're like, oh my God, what happened? He's so tall. He's literally like right up to my chin with his hair. It's crazy. He's a beanstalk. I literally looked down at his feet today, and I have really tiny feet as a woman. Like I'm like a 5, 5.5, maybe a 6 on a good day. And he's like a 2.5 and a kid, but his foot was as big as mine. I'm like, no, you will not go in my closet and get my sneakers. I thought at least by not having a girl, I would have that. No, he's already up in there looking at stuff. But with Lyric, I really wanted to give like specialized time with him lately. because of the fact that he's growing so fast and he's just so smart. It's ridiculous how smart he is for 8. He is what I was at like 11, maybe. And some of that makes me sad that he is way more wise in the world than maybe Malin will be. Who knows? Because that's our wild card. But because, you know, as a single mom in the beginning, I kind of had to be just like tougher a little bit than maybe with Malin. And just kind of like, kid, you got to eat that or you got to go to sleep, you know, because I have to get this done. I don't have a fallback. So, you know, there's obviously other things that he's gone through that will not be broadcast on this podcast, at least not for another 10 years, him being 8. But he's had to be tough like his mom. And I hate that. Especially because he's still so sweet. He's the sweetest thing ever. That kid, he's going to be so damn suave one day. Some little hoochie-machoochie is going to just fall over backwards. A couple of them will. Oh, help. But he knows how to make his mama's heart go pitter-pitter-pat. And I want so much to enjoy this time with him that he's just still stuck to mama. Like a lot of times I'll be in my craft room doing my crystal intention candle business, House of W, if you want to check it out on Instagram, or I'll be in here on the podcast, and he doesn't want to say anything. He doesn't want to do anything. He just wants to be in my presence. And I want to suck up that every single morsel of it. Cause in 2 years, he's going to be a stinky ass little preteen and not going to care. But this season of his soccer playing has been really pivotal for him because I don't know the terms, forgive me, this is my husband's category or, you know, department. And he's playing, I guess, U10, and he's supposed to be in U8. So essentially he's playing with kids that are 2 years older than him. And that was a decision we made because last year he was kind of like pinch hitting for that team because coaches were talking and he was good. He's that kid. And he's so sweet and such a generous player. And just soccer is his outlet for all a lot of the anxieties that he does have because of the stuff that I won't talk about until he's 18. But it's just been so cool to watch him like flourish into this confident boy. Like when he's on the field, it's so different. I see so much of myself in him too, because he's not loudly competitive, but when somebody will mess with him on the field, you can see it. You can see the chests come out. And even if it doesn't, usually that's the time I'm on the sidelines either annoying him or he loves it, depends on the day, then I'm like, yeah, Lyric, we got this. Go get him. I'm so that mom. But I love watching the energy shift and him just go into quiet attack mode. Like, okay, mofo, you want to mess with me? Watch this. It's my favorite. And this start of the season, he's been like kind of not super confident in his footing, you know, because the coaches are riding them hard. It's not playtime anymore. It's not like, yeah, okay, everybody gets a trophy. Ugh, I don't like that. This is my podcast and my opinions, friends. I can't stand that because I don't feel like it teaches them anything about life and loss and all that, but that's a whole other podcast. But it's been hard to kind of watch him like shrink because I don't like that. You know, I know what that is, to lose your confidence, to be the big dog, the big fish in a big pond, and have this big company behind you. And then all of a sudden you got to start over and think like, oh God, like was my worth wrapped up in that? But this ain't about me. I liked seeing him win, obviously. But when I watch him struggle to the point where he starts kind of like giving up, I'm like, no, you know, and it's been kind of like that the last couple of games, not giving up, but just like not, he wasn't there. That like presence that he has when he's on that field just wasn't there. And that hurts me for him because it's totally his joy. Same way like, you know, radio was for me and lighting me up, and now podcasting and manifestation seminars and all that. But as a mom and as a person, I emphasize what that is to like feel like you're shrinking or your talent slipping away or not as good as you thought you were. The imposter syndrome we always talk about. So he had a game this weekend and we had a good day the day night before. Like we watched... that was last night. We watched a movie, which if you have not watched Gran Torino with your kids, I know that's a little mature for an 8-year-old. There were a couple of times where I had to like plug your ear holes, close your eyes, and don't at me either, because you know you watched some stuff you shouldn't have when you were a kid. And I know that like you probably will too if your kid's not as old as Lyric, or you probably already have. I need to stop like throwing in the disclaimers. I'm just going to speak freely like I usually do. So this weekend, he had a game scheduled, and it was scheduled for like 2 p.m. I have the vision board seminar coming up this weekend, and I'm putting together some amazing goodies for you guys. I'm putting together, you know, my presentation, also getting guests lined up for the podcast. And I got behind this week a little bit just because, hey, life rolls in and kicks you on your ass. And I had some good headway, but I'm looking outside and I'm going, oh God, it's raining. Like, I need to go back and get retested for this, but I might have like some, I think it's called Raynaud's phenomenon, where you just get really, really cold in like 70 degree weather, and like it just cold hits you differently, and then it ends up your body hurting later. And I'm looking outside going, oh, it's cold, it's raining, and if I get sick for this weekend, I'm screwed. And I didn't want to let anyone down, especially not Lyric. So I tried to like hype myself up to go, but then I just was just like, oh, I really need this extra like 2-3 hours to get stuff done. And he had asked, I had asked him earlier that day to kind of see what he would say. I was like, who do you want to go to the game? Do you want Marcy to go or do you want me? And he was like, you, because you always yell the loudest. I was like, oh, oh. Like the one time he's actually into it and not annoyed by me being that mom on the field. So I asked him to make a deal. I said, buddy, if we watch a movie tonight, and I put together like a surprise, like candy popcorn thing, because I always put together a pop and popcorn, or use whatever popcorn we have in there, and I'll put like little candy in the popcorn, so it's like a surprise. And earlier that day, we had gone and gotten like candies from the Dollar Tree, and I love that that kid loves the Dollar Tree. Teach him the value of $1.25 now. But I said, you know, we'll watch a movie and we'll make it a movie night, because he loves that when, you know, Malin goes down, and me, him, and Marshall just watch a movie. Like, it's his favorite thing to just have time with us. And that's the most beautiful phase ever, when they can wipe their own butt and they want time with you. Cherish those moments. But he looked at me and he was like, yeah, mom, that's fine. It's fine, mom. I promise it's fine. And I could tell it wasn't fine. And I feel like a piece of shit mom for this one. Because I was like, baby, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, it's fine. Because Lyric's such a people pleaser, and I love and hate that. But he's never going to make me feel bad for trying to do work or do what I have to do. And that's that, you know, kid partly raised by a single mom for a little bit of his life. Because there were times where I just like, I had to do it. There was no giving the option or the choice. That's just what was going to happen. And I feel like I have that choice now, but sometimes I don't. Because, you know, the manifestation seminars and doing the podcast, this is, you know, how I run my living now. For like a fifth of what I used to make. And I'm okay with hard work. I'm okay with teaching them that. I'm okay with starting over. What I'm not okay with is letting my kids down to do it. I know I'm not the first or the 50,000th mom to go through this set of guilt. Poor me. I know. But I'm just trying to connect with you here. So he goes to the game and he's like, I'm going to make sure daddy gets all the video for you. Da, da, da. And I shit you not, like clockwork every time. And I haven't missed a game this season, first of all. And I'd really try not to. I mean, even practices lately, he's like, mommy, can you come? Even though most of the time it's just me sitting there freezing and he's not even paying attention to me lately. He has been. So Marshall got video of me. And of course, he's been like, I don't know what the terms are, but usually he's like in the moment as a striker, or I don't know what the soccer terms are. Forgive me. I'm going to have to learn them. But he's usually like in all of the squabbling for the ball with the little kids. But his coach has been trying to make him like a wingman. I don't know what these are called. Again, I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to look this shit up before I say this on the podcast again. But he's uncomfortable in that position. He wants to be like in and of the action. But I guess what his coach was trying to do is make him a more well-rounded player, because he's pretty much already mastered being up in the action. Maybe not mastered, but to the best of his 8-year-old body and ability. But of course, this is the game where he blossomed into that person where he was like hanging out on the outside, waiting for his moment. It went out because some kid kicked it out that way and he got it. And from really, really far, he kicked this sucker into the goal. And the goalie went and dove for this with all his little might, because this kid's probably like 3 feet tall. And I could hear his coach just like, yeah, Lyric, you see? And then there's other moms that I could hear in the video being like, yeah, Lyric, good job, buddy. And instead of being proud of him in that moment, which I was, all I wanted to do was fucking cry. all I wanted to do was just bawl. Because I wasn't there. And, you know, somebody commented on Instagram at Riley Couture that when I put this up, that I was feeling the mom guilt. They're like, you know, it's okay. You know, the best part about this is dad was there. Look, I know you didn't mean anything by it, and I love you a long time. But it, no, that wasn't, that's not the point. Like, yes, he was there. There is one of our parents there. But the point is that I wanted to be there. Like, I used to have it set up in my career where, you know, yeah, I used to have to get up to the ass crack of dawn to do radio, but I was like set there. I had worked really hard to get where I was, and financially we're fine. And, you know, we're more than fine. We're blessed, but also deserved because I worked hard to get there. So it's like, I used to be done with work by 3 p.m. every day. I would go on the show, get off, go work out, come home while the baby was napping. I would do my prep and then get him from school. And then I was mom for the rest of the day. If I wanted to do candles or if I had orders, I would. It wasn't a situation where every single second that I had has to be used for that. And again, I'm okay with it, but I just hate that I set up my whole life that I wouldn't have to miss these moments, and now that I am. And he was so excited when he came in. He came in, and of course, I was crouched over in the craft room, like putting together the adorable Libby glasses that are iridescent that I'm giving away in the goodie bags for the vision board event. So you better go sign up. Damn it. But he was so excited. He's like, Mommy, I got like 8 assists. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell that means. I guess that's when you kick the ball and somebody gets a goal. I don't know. But he's like, and I got a goal. And I was like, I know, Daddy, show me. But he was so excited to tell me. And I love that. I love that I'm like the first person he wants to talk to and the first person he wants to share his exciting news with. But I wasn't fucking there. I know. There will be more games and he won't remember this. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't, because Lyric is like an elephant. He's just like me. He remembers every damn thing. Well, technically, I don't remember most of my childhood because block that trauma out. But hopefully he will remember, though, that no matter what, his mama did the damn thing. Did the damn thing. No matter what asshole cowboy tried to knock her down, no matter how many times she got opportunities and then they said no to her, no matter how many times she had an idea that she was afraid to go for, she fucking went for it. Failure, flying, no matter what it was. I hope and pray that's the lesson he takes and not, my mom thought this was more important than me. You know, it's funny because when I first gave birth to Lyric, I was like, I'm not going to be the mom that just wraps herself around her kids. I'm going to practice self-care. I'm going to keep my own life and, you know, keep my cup full. And I still believe that and still do that. Honestly, like, that's very important because you cannot pour from an empty cup. Like, absolutely not at all, because you will break down. And I've done it several times. But I didn't want it to be like this, where like I kept my career, I kept my body, I kept, you know, like I kept all the things that I felt made me feel good inside and, you know, drove me. But I didn't do it at the expense of missing things. Like, I had his preschool teacher tell me once that whenever they would do show and share, and I don't know why they call it show and share now. I'm sure there's a reason and a good one, but I don't know what it is, because it used to be show and tell. I guess maybe telling has a negative connotation. I don't know. There's so many things in school now that I'm like, oh, wait, what? I'm not supposed to say that now? Okay, whatever. But she used to say to me that, you know, you always remember and you always do something like creative whenever it's a letter, you know, whenever it's like, you know, P, a lot of people are like potato or pretty or something pretty or whatever. And I have to bring in like a petunia or something. I don't know where I got that from, but I would always go out of my way to make those things special for him. That's how I do it. And then we had one nanny that she's like family to us, you know, when Malin was first born, that like I always make a huge deal out of birthdays and always just make it I do it up every single time. And she's like, don't ever stop that. Because, you know, Marshall's kind of like the stoic one, my husband, and he makes a big deal out of me. And I think that's amazing. But like he, maybe because they're boys or whatever, and he wasn't really raised like that. He was raised in trauma, but it wasn't like these little things that I always have to turn into big things. You know, I'm extra with all that. And not even just like monetarily, but just, you know, there has to be one more balloon, or there has to be like one more personalization that I put on that sticker that I made for him. I don't know. But she was just like, don't ever stop doing that, because those are going to be the things that they will remember. They might not remember what present they got for that birthday, but they will remember like the balloons. And that's true for me too. Like, I always remember my mom, even though we're at odds right now, like doing very special things. Even now she's like that. When she gives you a gift, it's like, that's her love language. Like she can't necessarily be there for you in other things, but you know, the gift, she will show her love there. And I always remember those things, like parties and birthdays being a big deal. And I want that for his games, because I'm manifesting that he's going to be messy. When he is 18 years old, he's going to look back on this and be like, oh, mommy was right. But I want him to remember me being the mom that was squealing on the sidelines, and will always be that mom in everything that he does. That's what I want him to remember. Like, that's what being a mom to me is. I just got my lashes done, so I don't want to get emotional, but I was very sad in leaving radio, because Lyric was sad. When I first told him that I wasn't in radio anymore, he like started to cry. And he was saying like, but I like you being in radio. And it was still at that time, and people still do it, and I love it. By the way, if you ever see me in person, please don't say you didn't want to say hi, because you're respecting my privacy. I love that you say that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But please come up and give me a hug. I like meeting you guys so much. But he was like, listeners would come up. We were at like the Puerto Rican festival, I think a year and a half ago now. And a listener came up and was like, Riley, or like a couple of weeks ago, somebody saw me in Sam's Club, and they were like, Riley, oh my God. And he gets such a kick out of it. And I remember thinking like, I'm not going to be as cool as him or to him. I'm not going to be that mom that he's so proud to introduce to everyone. And it's so crazy, because the year I got fired was the year that I was going to ask if Lyric could come on stage at Jingle Ball. Because I remember my very first Jingle Ball. It was when I was in Atlanta, and my host at the time brought his son on stage. And when he was off like playing to the crowd, I went and stood with his son, because 20,000 people, that's a little ugh for a 4.5-year-old, I think he was at the time. And I remember thinking like, I can't wait to do this with a child of mine. That he'll never forget that, because how many kids get to do that? And I remember thinking very, very long and hard about that when I got fired, because Lyric used to love to go to the radio station. He would point at it every single time we would drive by and ask if he could go there. And I was always like, ugh, you know, we have stuff to do, we can't, da da da. But then once I kind of got past that melancholy bit, I was like, I just want to be the mom that is there for everything, and figure out to still stay in this medium where I can connect with you and still be a broadcaster and still do what I love, but also be an even better mom than I was before. Whew, the struggle is real, friends. And I know, like, I'm getting my period, so I'm very emotional right now. But being that it's, you know, Mother's Day coming up, I'm reflecting on all this stuff. So mom guilt is so fun, but tomorrow will be better, and we're going to watch a movie and have some popcorn tonight, and I'm just going to do my best to have moments with my little men, because they're both growing up too damn fast, and time is a real thief and needs to knock it off and slow down just a little bit. Like, I don't want childhood to last forever. I just wish these cute phases would last just a little bit longer. And the teenagers, why are they so damn long? Like, toddler, that's a cute time, except for when they're screaming like Malin, or like the, you know, 3, 4, 5, when they're really sweet and really need you. Why the teenage years got to be so long? Let's shorten those up. But, you know, we do the best we can, and that's all we can do. So best believe I will not miss another soccer game this season, though, because I'll be beating myself up all over again. But speaking of all of this, getting ready for the Vision Board events, if you guys have not signed up, what are you doing? So I teamed up with Beauty Boost Baltimore and also Bullhouse Winery. It's going down on Sunday from noon to 3, and you can order wine flights and get boozy if you want. Just make sure you drive safely or get, you know, a DD or an Uber. But I can't wait for you guys to see these goodie bags. Everybody that goes gets a goodie bag. It's got, I've showed you some of these on my Instagram, and I've actually had some people asking to order them, and I'm like, no, because I only bought enough for the Vision Board event. You're going to get the goodie bags. I've also put together two different raffles. I also asked Sweet Mama's Enchanted Kitchen, the one that I'm talking about all of the time with her magnesium oil. She's got some new products out, and oh my God, I want to keep this face oil so damn bad. And if y'all don't come, I'm going to keep it. No, I'm kidding. I put it together in a giveaway, and also her brand new face cream that smells like blueberry. Oh God, it's so good. That another thing I wanted to keep. Like, her stuff is like literally my form of self-care every single night. But I put together a cute little spa, spoil yourself, treat yourself box. And then also from House of W, my company, I put together an adorable box with a ring stand, also a trinket tray and a candle and a matchstick holder that all made by me. We're giving these away, friends. Everybody that gets a ticket gets entered into the raffle. So in addition to that, you get a couple of hours with me. We're going to have some light bites because y'all know how I do it. You've seen my Instagram. Always, always, always a certain aesthetic. And this is at a winery and it's so pretty and the sun is out. What are you doing? This is the perfect Mother's Day present too, or just treat yourself. And yes, dudes are allowed. I'm so excited to have one of my We Got This Army guys coming out because I know that some of that stuff seems girly that I'm putting into the bags, but I have, don't worry. I have the male version of the gift bags. Or you know what? If you want the whatever one you want, you got it. So if you want to sign up, make sure you DM me or email me at reallyreallypodcast@gmail.com. I'm also going to put the link to it in the description of the podcast if you want to get it there. Just come. It's so much fun. And you get all the vision board materials. And I bought new stuff this year because I'm actually making a lot of the cards that you can put on your vision board or a lot of like the inspirational sayings. I bought the other ones too, but I've really personalized this one this year. So hopefully it will come. Spots are limited. We only have 25 in total. So you might want to go check it out. There is some left, but go now. And if you haven't asked Riley for this week, you can email me or DM me at reallyreallypodcast@gmail.com again. And Riley Couture on Instagram at reallyreallypodcast on Instagram and TikTok. Who knows if TikTok is sticking around or not. It better, because I like TikTok. I mean, what am I going to do? I know Instagram's cool, but I like scrolling on TikTok, you know, and TikTok seems a little bit less judgy. Anyway, now I'm probably going to get blocked on Instagram. But also, I'm excited for this week because I want to do a lot of mom-centric podcasts, not all of them, but a few of them. And tomorrow on the podcast, I have a single mom by choice. Her story is really, really cool. And there's some wild aspects to becoming a single mom without any other person involved because you want to. And like what happens afterward, like with the donor and Facebook groups involved in this? Holy cow. But that's happening tomorrow. So be tuning in. And also, I've started doing little recaps on Instagram if you've missed any of the Really Riley this week. And I'm doing a lot more videos, so check out the YouTube too at Really Riley. All the things to look at and keep you entertained. I love you guys longest, and I hope you have a great start to your week and your Mother's Day week. Yeah, so keep on listening. Oh, and do me a favor, please share this podcast with every single person that you see. No, I'm kidding. Well, yeah, why not? And leave a review if you would, because I like to hear things about what's going right with the podcast, what's going wrong with it, so I can either keep it or kick it to the curb. And yeah, I love you guys so much for listening. It's Really Riley.